life could be a boss.
Amen.
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 Everything you put your hand go on, your name go open doors.
Amen.
You self go be a boss.
Amen.
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 Amen. Go favor you.
Amen.
Great men go honor you.
Amen.
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 One day you go time to check.
Amen.
You self go drive that Benzel.
Amen.
This life goes still make sense.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Your children go make you proud.
Oh. Amen.
Bad people no go pull you down. No. Oh.
Amen.
One day you go run this town. No. Oh.
Amen.
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 You self go spray me money.
Amen.
Baby go call you a bee.
Amen.
You self go rest the fatty.
Amen.
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 Dan go to go be a friend.
That's right.
To the lag go be a friend.
Amen.
To the guy go be a guy.
Amen.
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 Amen. Samad go be my guy.
Amen.
Rabbi, you go be my guy.
Amen.
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 Amen. Your life no go end in shame.
Amen.
Your business go bring you joy.
Amen.
You believe it, say amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Wow.
Oh my, oh my.
Wow.
Well, that is something. You know, it looks like I'm going to play that. We're going to play that song one more time before the show ends today. But that is our prayer.
Yeah.
And our wish. Our wish for everyone listening to the sounds of our voices this wonderful morning on Lagos Radio. It is Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. A station for the nation. And this is the only radio show that affords you the opportunity to forget your worries and also be at the right frame of mind or in the right frame of mind. And the show that promotes happiness, joy, peace, love, togetherness, family in the midst of a pandemic. We say, what's up, Lagos? Cheers to life. That's what we say on the show. Welcome. My name is Collins Teke. I'm not alone.
That's
I have
right.
the most incredible co-host I've ever had in my life. The one and only superhuman, super talented Andrea Oduobi Teke.
Thank you very much, Collins. I really, really, really love the way you started the show.
Mm-hmm.
That music is... I call the music my 2021 mantra.
Okay.
It's a beautiful piece. Timi Dakolo, you're amazing. That song is amazing. And if you're listening, if somehow you tuned in and that was the song you're listening to, I hope that song made you feel good. I hope that song reminded you that you too, you feel be a boss.
Mm-hmm.
Despite the hustle that you're going through right now,
yeah.
You feel not see money may use by pure water. You feel not see money may use chop this morning. But one day, keep hustling. One day, you self will go be that boss.
Yes.
One day, you self go own your own company.
Yes.
Right. So, I mean, like I said, it's such an inspiring piece. It's such an inspiring song. And I hope that song inspired you this morning.
That's all we're all about. Inspiration, motivation, information. I was inspired by it, I must say. In fact, even though it was like the song, you kept on playing that song throughout the weekend.
Yeah, and this morning as well.
And this morning. And it was playing in my head and said, this is good music
yeah,
that Lagosians should listen to and be blessed.
Yes. And I hope you were. I hope you are your ginger this morning. I hope you are lit up this morning. I hope you're ready and ready to... to work it out throughout the week. Mm-hmm. How was your weekend, by the way? Mm. I hope that you had an amazing weekend. I hope you had time to bond with your family, because that's one thing I think the weekend affords us with. The opportunity to bond with our family.
Yeah.
The opportunity to have that family time, friends time. You know, we don't really have that throughout the week. Mm. But of course, you have that during the weekend. And I hope you had that opportunity to bond with your family. And I hope that you, you know, starting the week on a very high note. And it's our prayer that through the end or through the week, from this Monday to the very last day of the week, you have a cause to be grateful.
Yes, indeed. And that reminds me of these words that I promise made on my mind from Sunday, that I'll be sharing these words. I'll be saying it all the time. You know, I don't care what people say, but yeah. I think that if you have survived during these harsh times in Nigeria, in Lagos, you should take our time to say these words. My God is good and kind to me.
Absolutely. 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 Yeah, right. It's a good mentality. I mean, saying that to yourself on a daily basis changes your frame of mind.
Mm-hmm.
It changes the way you see things. You don't go about complaining, God, why you not do this to me? This thing is not happening. My mates are getting this and I'm not getting this. But once you have that frame of mind or that mindset, what you tell yourself every day, my God is good and kind to me. I mean, in no time, you start seeing good and kind things happening to you.
Is God good and kind to you?
He is, absolutely.
Absolutely.
He is.
You know, I feel very, very... I felt bad when I watched one of our videos the past. You asked me how my weekend was, how my night was. And I responded. I never had the chance to ask you back in that conversation. We just moved on like that. I felt bad. I said, okay, why did I ask you? And today I made up my mind. I said, you know what? After all the intro and everything, I'm going to face you and say, how was your weekend? How do you feel? How were you?
I'm fine. I mean, my weekend was amazing. Not until... the night I had a very terrible news.
Yeah.
But you know, I'm strong and I'm keeping it. I don't want to dampen the mood.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
let's you know, it's what's up, Lagos. Did you forget that?
No, we
but
didn't
I'm
forget.
Fine. I'm good.
Absolutely. I know you'll be fine. Guys, in case you don't know, let's put this straight up, all right? She got news of somebody very close to her that, you know, lost his life. A young friend of ours, actually. And, you know, suffered with kidney problems and then he eventually lost his life. And, you know, it was such a, you know, we had this amazing moment going on. It was a great weekend with family, you know, we were in all over the place and having fun. And then this news came. It was just not the right news to hear at the time, but it happened.
Yeah.
And here we are. We had to do the show and we're here. And she's here smiling.
Yes.
She started by expressing so much hope and happiness.
Mm-hmm.
That's because in life, whatever is going to make you breathe, and be alive and breathe and hear the sounds and can talk and can relate, there is a reason to be appreciative of life, no matter the news.
Yeah, something I also want to put out there, right? You see, we are too used to WhatsApp these days, and I'm guilty. Most people don't reach out to friends that you haven't heard from a very long time, and then all of a sudden you hear a news that they are no longer alive. You know, it's one of the guilt that we get to live with almost the rest of your life if you know, you don't let go.
Mm.
But the chance that you have to reach out to family and friends now that they're still alive, please do. I'm kind of feeling some type of way because I would have called like 2 or 3 days ago. I kept saying, I need to call this guy just to check up. We spoke months ago, but I felt I needed to still call. Let me know the progress of, you know, of his treatments and things like that. And all of a sudden, I'm hearing he's no longer there. I kept beating myself that I would have just made that call. What distracted me, for God's sake? What distracted me? So, right, guys, make sure the chance you have, the opportunity you have to call friends and family, please
reach out and find out how they're doing.
Find out how they're doing. It could go a very, very long way.
That's right. Before you keep beating yourself, have you ever thought about those that actually, you know, had some kind of rivalry or differences or fights that they eventually get to, you know, and then you have anger with this person. I will not talk to this person. me and this person, we never accept. In most cases, it could be a sibling, it could be a family member, it could be
that's
a cousin.
True, that's
who
true,
never.
Right.
Because of one story your brother, uncle told you about what happened to your mom between them and then. And then you now, you carry that guilt with you.
Right.
And then it's your cousin. This guy is just young and he has nothing to do. No, I don't have anything to do with your family. Mm. And then boom, you hear that this person is dead. How would you feel?
Exactly.
I think that is worse. Which brings us to our main talk for today.
On Family Talk.
Uh-huh.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you've already given like a hint of it.
Yep.
And this is something that a lot of families are experiencing today. And you see generations and generations and generations, even the ones unborn, are harboring family crisis or harboring family a resentment.
A rivalry.
Rivalry and things like that. Today's topic is very... It's something that I'm sure that you will be able to jump on and tell us your experience and what exactly brings about this. It is called siblings rivalry.
Hmm.
You see where this sibling is not in good terms with this sibling and it is not addressed. And it goes on like that from tiny misunderstanding. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to talk to her again. I'm not going to have anything to do with her again. And maybe... You know, this other person leaves the country or leaves the state, gets married, start having children. And says, I don't want to have anything to do with them. And so my family will also not have anything to do with them. And it grows from there. That person's child or their children also will carry same grudges. And it goes on and on and on.
From generation to generation.
I'm telling you.
And then you don't know why things are not working. That could be the reason why Nigeria, you know, things thrive. There's this, you know, differences. We don't like ourselves. We like ourselves. We could start from home, because you never know if this thing has a multiplier effect. That means it must have been affecting a lot of people.
Absolutely.
Today we'll try to understand the underlying causes of dispute among siblings, and also try to investigate the dispute resolution techniques necessary for the promotion of peace, love, and unity. We'd also survey the best mechanisms that could be adopted to peacefully coexist with what? Cantankerous family members. That's all members. There's no how you have a rivalry. They're rivalry personified. They just appear, you know. We can't be because let's not miss the line.
Yeah.
So we try to get into every part of this conversation. We hope the time will allow us get into that.
Absolutely. And remember, this is real conversation for real people. That is, or that means that somehow you must have experienced it, or you know somebody who is experiencing it, or a family member who is currently undergoing this particular situation. I would like for you to share with us your experience and what could possibly lead to siblings rivalry. Is it comparison? Because I think favoritism.
Yeah, from parents.
From parents.
I like this one, pass this one.
I like exactly. And it's showing it that I like this person than this person. And then the other child grows to now see, why am I not being favored as much as my other sister or my brother? And then it grows from this. Subconsciously this happens. And then that child will start, you know, developing hatred or envy or jealousy towards their siblings, and it grows from there. And then you're wondering, what exactly did this other person do to you? And this other child cannot say exactly what, because it's subconscious.
Absolutely. So I saw a documentary really about something of this nature, and that was a real life story of how, you know, this sibling hatred got to the point where one of the siblings, you know, she has always felt that way for many years. After investigation, she killed this sister. Killed, when the mom found out, killed the mom.
What?
And said and then when she was interviewed in the courts, after years, nobody knew. She actually, you know, went as far as hiding in the basement. And then, you know, they couldn't ask her because she was pretty young. She wasn't even an adult yet. She wasn't 18. And then when they got to find out after the investigation and everything, the true story came out, they found out that it had to do with how the mother was giving the sister a preference. You know, dressing her better, you know, always saying statements like, oh, you're my beautiful queen. And never really using that
To the other
child. To the other child. And
wow.
These things,
wow.
You know, you don't know how far and how bad this could go.
Or even, it's crazy, like you said, she killed her sister. And we've had several cases of, you know, brothers killing themselves, sisters killing themselves, you know, because of this. I wanted to mention comparison, right? Mm-hmm. Where parents compare their siblings to, in fact, African parents. You guys have to stop this. If you're a parent and you're listening and you keep comparing your child with other people's children or your most favorite child, you compare her or him with your less favorite child, you need to stop it. Because you are gently growing or grooming generational grudge. Between your family.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. You know what I mean? Statements like, when I traveled to your
sister's
or
house.
Or your brother's house.
She did that to me. She gave me this. She gave me that.
But you, what hello, hello,
what
please.
Are you telling
are you,
us?
Are you your sister?
What are you telling
are you
her?
My, are you my brother's house? Anyways, guys, we'll bring you into this conversation. I know Lagos is ready to talk. You can call 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. And then we have a female line.
All right, our female line, 01465-7190. Okay. WhatsApp is still ongoing. I mean, we have our WhatsApp messages. You can also drop your message there. 0809-597-5805.
First, let's get back to that song. We played one more time. You sing along and say amen to the words of Timmy Dakolo. And we also find out from you what's happening in your neighborhood. I know you want to scream, "What's up, Lagos? Cheers to life." We can't wait to have you join that fun right after this break. Welcome to What's Up Lagos. She's Andrea Odwobi. Teke.
And here's Collins. Teke.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
Put your hand, go walk. Your name go open doors.
Amen.
Yourself go be a boss.
Amen.
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 Everything you put your hand, go walk. Your name go open doors.
Amen.
Yourself go be a boss.
Amen.
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 Every hustler getting paid. Where the hustle go come to pay. Your own in all the day.
Amen.
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 If you didn't find work, do your own. God's self go do his own. And flesh go cover bone.
Amen.
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 If you believe it, say amen.
Amen.
If you believe it, say amen.
Amen.
If you believe it, say amen.
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 Everything you put your hand
go on.
Your name go open doors.
Amen.
Yourself go be a boss.
Amen.
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 Everything you put your hand
go on.
Your name go open doors.
Amen.
Yourself go be a boss.
Amen.
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 Sister, we're one man who sings.
All right, great. Welcome. We are still, I hope you're singing along those words and mean them, because the truth is, I'm beginning to believe, and I'll be saying it, that, man, wait till you don't believe her. If it don't happen to you, I'm telling you. If you don't believe her, if it don't happen to you, if you don't believe her, you have already said, I don't believe her, I know if it happened to me. You know, that's the way. So sometimes, you know, little exercises like this will go a long way, not only to give boost our confidence, but also actually make things happen for us, real life, I'm telling you. It's 10:26, so time for our next break. The lines have been buzzing. We're trying to screen the call to make sure that the sound is perfect. We also have some WhatsApp messages. I think she has the first one to take before we go on our first break.
He's not exactly saying anything.
Okay.
He says, Collins, this is your wife, and the way she called the tequila song, too sweet. Nah, man, you'd enjoy your...
Thank you very much. Who's your mate? If I give you left hand there.
This is your wife. Now, wow.
If I give you left hand... Pass to come up here, yeah. From the same advice, love. Yeah. We'll be right. A warm welcome back. It's What's Up Lagos on Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. We're back. It's 10:34 and the time is right for us to get into our main conversation. Well, Andrea Odobi is on the other side. And well, my name is Colin. So let's get to the conversation now. So sociological-based researchers across the world have admitted that the fact that family serves as a bedrock of society's development at all levels. And this is also owing to the fact that the family serves as an essential training ground where morals, values, you know, society standards are instilled in children from generation to generation.
Now, we all know that a family refers to a group of people who share common ancestral background.
Mm-hmm.
However, why admitting that a family consists of individuals with different ideas, mm-hmm. right? Different personalities and different ways of doing things. Now, research has shown that disagreements are a healthy part of a family's life. I know you want to say,
healthy.
Huh? But yeah, it says, if not handled, right? If it's not handled properly or not handled carefully, ongoing conflicts and can pose damage, catastrophe in that family.
That's right.
Moving forward.
That's right. And that's why we say today we're going to talk about, you know, what fuels sibling rivalry. Hmm. On Facebook already with us, a lot of comments. And on WhatsApp, a lot of comments. We can't wait to take them.
Mm-hmm.
But I would also like to take your calls to get you to scream this morning and say, "What's up, Lagos?"
That's right.
And it goes straight to your points. If it's like, use 1 minute to do your "What's up, Lagos" scream, we'll just say cheers to life and go to the next call. But, you know, we try to keep the time so we can take as many calls as possible.
Right.
A number of questions for you. What do you think are the major factors for sibling rivalry?
Now, do you think that sibling rivalry or siblings rivalry can be avoided or prevented? Now, if it can, how can it be prevented? How can it be avoided in a family?
What do you understand as sibling rivalry? What does it mean to you? Some people might think they're just living their life.
Yeah, I'm that's who I am. We're
that's
just two different people. She does not like me, I don't like. We have two different personalities. I'm not like her, she's not like me. She's not like me, I'm not like her.
And she can never be like me.
I can never be her. Let's live our lives.
And then they live in denial and say, no, they're not. There's no fight, oh. There's no fight, oh.
Mm.
You know, Lori Raw.
Lori Raw. Now, I also want you to tell us, is it happening in your family right now? Is it currently happening?
Yeah.
And what are your parents doing about it? Now, if you're a parent as well, I would like for you to watch. Bring your head down and observe what is happening among your children.
Yes, Shabo Longo Dada from is listening to us live from, it says somewhere near Paris in France.
All right.
Yeah, shout out to you. He said, "What's up, Lagos? I'm listening to you from Rouen, Normandie." Oh, I got the pronunciation right, from France. So shout out to you. I see you, Issa Nuhu on Facebook. Now, Chisom MC Biscuits Ashley says jealousy is the major one reason why this rivalry. Underrating another is another. I said, lastly, the spouses of the siblings.
She hit the head. I mean, the nail on the head. That's actually deep and true.
The spouses.
Right. Yes. Because that's, let's think about it. Now, you get married to somebody, right? And the other sister gets married to a different person.
Mm-hmm.
Now, somehow, when a man and a woman comes together, you guys begin to relate on a different, on a similar level, right?
Yeah.
And then...
I know, right? It sounds like...
Your spouse can influence your judgment. Yeah, your spouse can influence your judgment.
Because the person you go to say, "What do you think about this?" But say, imagine my sister, imagine my brother.
Exactly. Imagine now, also, it depends on how your partner or the maturity of your partner can perceive your rivalry or perceive how you feel about your sister or you feel about your brother. That can actually go a long way.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're maybe having a misunderstanding with your partner, with your sister, and you go tell your partner, and your partner goes, "How is she like that, Seth? You don't know who you are. Don't take that from them." And you know, that fuels
some kind of
Yeah, it fuels the fight. Yes, it fuels the fight. So, yeah, she's actually really correct.
A number of points have been made. One, some say parents, mothers, African mothers, comparing their children.
Hmm.
And then this person now said that spouses.
Hmm.
So, guys, they're already talking points on the ground for you to contribute. So, let's get to the call. Samuel from Gbagada was on the line just a while ago. I guess that he had waited for a while. But you can call 0700-993-993-993. And you can send a WhatsApp. She's got the WhatsApp number. Right, it's 0809-597-5805.
And for our females, 0146-57190. Larry from Chevron, do we have a call?
Yes, seems Olua Femi is on the line. Hi.
Okay. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm there. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy New Week.
Same to you.
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, Carlis.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Where's your password?
Yeah.
Where's the WhatsApp, Lagos?
Of Lily. What's up, Lagos? I don't know if you charge this on Monday morning. I'm only at the fine.
Have you?
Monday morning, money on my mind.
It's good.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, straight to the point.
Mm-hmm.
I think what we are discussing right now is happening to me.
Wow.
Yes, it's happening to me. My immediate brother, though he's not married, but I'm married with two lovely kids. So, I work with an organization, and I look at the pay that this one cannot sustain a family man. So I now think of another idea of getting a small minibus so that I can be using after the work, after office. So, My immediate brother worked with a factory.
Mm.
So I now look at the pay that he doesn't worth it. And while I have something like that, why shouldn't I summon him? If he put the shame aside, if he can be hustling with the boss, at least he will still be getting enough pay more than the factory is working with.
Yeah.
So I called him, I discussed it with him. He said, no, wala. So that was last year. So he later come on board. So I give the boss to somebody so that they can be working together. But the way they are using the boss, I didn't like it. But because my brother is there, so I don't want to collect the boss because he doesn't know how to drive. So I didn't want to collect the boss from the driver based on him. So even the guy they are using the boss together said they can't work with my brother, that it's too dull for the hustle, that you know, all this boss hustling of the thing, that my brother is too dull, that he cannot work with him. So I said, okay, if that should be the case, because my own work is kind of flexible.
Mm.
Three or two, I'm done. Mm. And I said, if that should be the case, I'll be using the boss myself. Me and my brother will be working together. Mm. So he will be working with me. So to cut a long story short, so that was a particular day. I mean, normally if I'm working, I have to know what is on ground. So I used to ask anybody that work with me that how much have we made, so that I will know how to fire the hustling.
Yeah.
So now I asked my brother that very day that, what is on ground right now? And I said, maybe I should collect the money. He will be calling passenger, I will be collecting money. And I said, what is the meaning of that? He said, I started talking that if people cannot tell me, he will tell me. Me, I will be doing me as if I'm Dangote. I'll be doing as this. He regretted that I called him to come and be working with that boss. A lot of, I'm not like, as in that there is something inside of you that you're just trying to pour out. What is it that I'm asking? He said that he doesn't like the way I'm counting. It's like I'm counting money in his hand. I'm not like, wow. What is the meaning of all this? I'm like, okay. If that should be the case, I also regretted that I call you as my brother because they said you shouldn't mix business with family.
Oh, right, great.
I also regretted.
Yeah, yeah, but I know that your time is really up, but let me quickly respond to this quickly. First of all, the reason is he is there because not like he likes it. If he had a better option, he would not be there. Secondly, it's bad enough that he had to rely on you, you know, to pick himself up. And then he feels that you ask him those questions, will feel like you are trying to rub it on his face that you are helping him. And if you're understanding from that perspective, you will not hold it against him. The truth is, you just have to be the bigger one.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
You have to give him more power, make him grow, make him feel like he's the man. You're not there because you want him to be your boy, but you want him to stand on his own because that should be what you should look after.
Let me tip you something here. One thing I noticed about this, my brother, this is my own brother. We grew up together. He doesn't like anybody to be bossing him around. he feels as if he has no it on. So he doesn't give me that regard of, this is my senior brother, let me be loyal to him.
Yeah.
That thing is not in him.
Yeah.
And me, even I have senior one that I'm loyal to.
Yeah, that's
if you want to go far in life, you have to be loyal to some people.
That's right.
That is the basic fact. If you want to go far in this life, you have to be loyal.
All right.
Thank you, Oluwafemi.
Thank you so much.
A lot to say.
I'm telling you, and like I said, if you have your experience, and you'll be shocked that a lot of people have similar experiences.
Yep.
What he just said, right? You just hit the nail on the head. I loved what you said, because that's exactly what I was going to say. You know, he is feeling less. He's feeling less of himself. He's feeling like, no, I'm supposed to be better, right? I'm supposed to be, you know, and this is what's happening.
Mm.
He's just feeling... it's just an emotion that he's going through at the moment, and so he's letting it out. It might not necessarily mean that he hates his brother or he's angry with his brother or anything. It might just be his bottled up emotions, and that's because of the current situation that he has found himself in.
And let me also put this straight up. If you're having siblings rivalries right now, you're having extra issues with maybe your brother or sister, also realize that, you know, people are going through a whole lot.
Yes.
Mentally, people are not stable.
That's right.
Don't go and realize my brother is my sister.
Yeah.
You have been together. You've been together. This person might be going through some depression of some kind.
Very correct.
So always open and have a window open to ensure that...
you have conversations.
Absolutely.
Hello. Hello, Buka. How are you?
Very fine. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
We're waiting for you to scream. Oh, you don't have the energy to?
the energy, the weekend don't take her, honestly.
Yeah.
Okay. What's up?
What's up, bro?
Great.
See, this mental health of a thing, it's just like when your body will fight the malaria.
Yeah.
You know, you're having misfeelings.
Mm-hmm.
The competition is very real.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk about our story, how you expect people to begin to do otherwise.
Yeah.
For me, thanks to God, you know, I'm second to last one in my place. And my brother then had me to yesterday. I had to be the secretary, begin to analyze things, thoughts and what not to get. So, see, this competition is very... When you begin to tell people, your brother, your uncle is doing this, almost really good they come. Even when I traveled, my uncle was telling me so many things. And then, like I said, your body fights malaria. As I was so down, but talking to them has to come from the place of understanding of peace. I have to speak to them that, yes, you've gotten these experiences, but you are meant to do better. Not that you hold on to what has happened to you, you begin to do... You can't pay evil with evil, right? You have to pay evil with good. So I begin to talk to them. But now to me, man... The mental part, the drain. You got the reason yourself, waiting up for now.
Wow,
but when you come out there, you have to compose, you have to do the good part of who you are formed to be. So, things, it isn't easy, honestly.
I know. Greg.
What's up, Lagos?
Thank you so much. What's up, Chester Life? Well, more question. The question is, what actually fills... Sibling rivalry.
Right. Yeah.
It is not a question whether we have sibling rivalry. Right now, almost I don't mean to do research. I know for sure that most people listening right now can relate to this.
Yeah.
There's always that brother that you think you're my bro now. Show me respect now.
Yeah.
And the guy will just be proving to you that, oh God, I'm a man on my own. And for men, I'll address that specifically because I have experienced that. My kid bros, at some point, one of them just got angry with stuff. Because why only you? Like, why? Say, I want to grow. I want to be a man. You help me. He spoke to me. I said, I've always been there to help you now. He said, I'm tired of you, you know. Kind of like, I said, these bros don't grow with that too. Now you're ready to do it. And I asked, what do you want to do? And then I remember when I always wanted to impose on my younger ones what they should do, what I think they should do, because I have I think I have better knowledge. It would come back with fire. It always comes back with fire.
Wow, so, the phone lines are buzzing right now.
Hello?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Welcome.
What's up? Good morning, Collins.
Good morning.
This is Oluwaseun from Ikorodu.
All right,
good to
have you.
Yeah, Collins, don't tell.
Yes,
So what we are discussing this morning, I think number one thing that caused sibling rivalry in the family is favoritism.
Okay.
Parents choosing one after the other, and No, as much as I want to try to hide it, it's so glaring to the children that definitely my mother lost this dance than the other. And I think I'm facing one hand. I think what mine is the fact that my younger brother, I have a parent that they try to make ends meet and try to make us somebody good, but every of their efforts just try to frustrate it. And that created a kind of pain in me that with what these parents are trying to do for us, with their struggle and everything, when they give you something, when they give you money, you squander it. And I felt within myself that, what kind of thing is this? How can you be doing this and you expect every one of us to be in good, to be good with you and to follow you to do that same thing? So for me, I think in my own case, that is what is giving me a kind of dislike to my own brother. Why will you be doing this to our parents? We know how they struggle to get things done for ourselves, and you now try to scandal and waste things. We are coping, sir.
Wow.
All right, great. So this certainly will be like a part one, because the truth is, it doesn't end at what causes it. We also want to look at how, what should be done, you know, during a post-crisis situation in order to, like, strengthen love, peace, and unity among family siblings, because this is what we all are facing. And guys, you may not know how far this can go.
That's true.
You may not know what kind of pain someone could, just because you didn't address it, or because you did not discuss it, or you did not treat it from the roots, you may not know how far this could hurt a person's heart.
All right, Larry from Chevron says, sibling rivalry is reflected from a deeper feeling of envy, which is usually hereditary from generation to generation. The only solution to self-love, because you will... Okay, the only solution is self-love, because you will only be envious of others if you don't love yourself. That's the only way to break the chain. I think you said something very, very key right there, self-love.
All right, on Facebook, you have more. Go ahead.
There are more messages, actually. Ernest from Banana Island said, "What's up, Lagos? Good morning, Collins and Andrea Teke. I'm so happy hearing your voices this morning. Thank you for giving everyone something to laugh and smile about daily with that Timmy Dakula song." Wow. It's just what the song for the day. All right, thank you, thank you. Rehobot says, "What's up, Lagos? This is exactly what is happening to me in my family."
Oh-ho.
"And I think is what metamorphoses into Nigerians' nationwide problem.
Bam.
The major cause is greed, self-centeredness, and bad mothers too. I really wish I could call in. Aw, really wish we could hear your voice as well." I like the fact he mentioned specifically bad mothers. He said it all. The truth is, a lot of the onions falls, or like say responsibility, falls on the arms of the mothers. I'm sure that some people will be like, "Why? What? There's a father, there's a mother. Why are you saying the mothers?" Now, this is it. Mothers have more contacts. In fact, they spend more time, they have more contacts with their children than the fathers. And so it is what this woman knows she imbibes into her child. If a mom is reckless, look at her children. They're either malnourished, they're either not well taken care of, their skin is probably not looking good. Something is not right with the child. So it is what the mother knows she imbibes into her child, be it morally, be it in values, be it whatsoever. If a child is not, if a mother is not careful to see, "Oh, this, my child is reacting a certain way to her sibling," and corrects it, it grows from there. So truthfully, bad mothers can contribute to having the children, I mean, to, you know, making the children have or growing or grooming what we call the siblings rivalry. You also have mothers who compare their children, I mean, maybe the most favorite to their less favorite. You find that happening all the time. Mothers comparing their children with each other. It's a terrible thing.
All right, Shabalango, so that's a fact. Shabalango on Facebook says, "It's Teke, I love the life in you and in your beautiful spouse. I've come to realize that happiness comes from within. Both of your happiness is from within. I always listen to your programs and it's always making my day. And I say merci beaucoup." The gentleman sending that from France.
Thank you.
Still on Facebook Live. Oh boy, the calls. Let's take some calls. I think some ladies have been calling for. Hey.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hi, good morning.
I have to call because of Edja's comment now about bad mothers.
All right.
Okay, my own case, I wouldn't really say it's a case of my mom was bad. I would say it's my dad.
Okay.
Because my mom, okay, let's start from the beginning. Like, my dad is kind of like wasteful. That, you know, that's why I'm really angry. Like, I'm so angry as in, like, I find it so difficult to move on because we went, like, from a poor home.
Okay.
In fact, there's some families who I always hear how they don't eat. And no, my mom was a trader and we always had food.
Okay.
But every time my dad would take money from my mom's money for business and go in the name of looking for contracts, looking for this, and he was just wasting family funds. So we're always, you know how you're trying to breathe from the, you're trying to drown and you're trying to bring out your head and somebody is pushing you back. You know, so it happened for so long, you know. So we got to a point where I and my brothers, we had to be doing different things, you know, just to even like survive, you know, go to school. It was just too stressful. You know, so up until tomorrow, he still, after wasting our family fund, he still wants us to still bring the one that we are all married now. He still wants us to bring our own individual family money now to waste.
What's up, Lagos? It's What's Up, Lagos, baby. Get set.
Lagos, is good to know that you're there, keeping it 99.3 Nigeria Info. And yes, What's Up Lagos is still ongoing. My name is Andrea Odobi Teke. And of course, Collins Teke is with me in the studio. But in the meantime, I mean, we're still talking about sibling rivalry. What exactly fuels sibling rivalry? Are you experiencing it at the moment? And tell me, how are you handling it? What do you think is the best way to handle sibling rivalry? It's crazy. We've had a lot of text messages or calls as well telling us their experience, and also would like for you to share your experience as well. I'll quickly take this message. It's coming from, let's see. This message is coming from Oninyechi. Says, I am, yeah. Good morning. No. I don't want to believe that this message is just coming in. Let's see. Okay. He says, what's up, Lagos? My name is Celestine Abba from Shomolu. I love your show. I was actually dancing to that Timi Dakolo song. Most parents are responsible for jealousy between siblings. It is wrong for parents to show favoritism, even if they would. They should never show it. That is, even if you have a favorite among your children, don't show it. I know that some parents, right, we have those you like. You have one of your child that you love so much. Maybe there's a significant thing that happened during their birth, and so that endeared you to that particular child. Yes, it happens. We're humans, right? But I don't think it is right for you to show it to your other children, because what you're doing is you're gradually making your other child feel less, and that could grow to, I don't want to use the exact word envy, but it could breed envy in the minds of the other siblings. So I would like for you, if you're a parent, to be careful or be conscious of that. Steve from Abidjan says, what's up, Lagos? For me, the major cause of sibling rivalry is favoritism from parents. In most cases, you have jealousy amongst siblings. Another factor is imposition from older siblings. I mean, caller just mentioned his experience of how, you know, his younger brother feels like he's imposing his own kind of job on him. Also, Collins mentioned his own experience as well. So, yeah, it's very much a thing when it comes to sibling rivalry. I mean, I'm your elder brother or I'm your elder sister. I know what's right for you. I know what's best for you. And somehow we have a way of just imposing what we think is right for our sibling. And, you know, they rebel against that. If you have your experience, I would like for you to share with us, all right? Do call us on 0700-993-993-993 or drop a WhatsApp message at 0809-597-5805. Hello? Okay.
Good morning,
hi, good morning, Amaka. So sorry, you were on the line for quite a while.
Yeah.
All right. All right, go ahead. Tell us.
Okay. First of all, say what's up, Lagos. We can't mind this stream allowed today.
It's like everybody's spirit is on a roll this morning.
Man, today Monday, blessing and low key.
I don't understand, though.
Anyway, I mean, I'm so in love with this topic. You know, this is a problem that every Nigerian family, in fact, all circles, every night, like 80 to 90% of Nigerian families experience it. You understand? Okay, like me now, I'm the eldest in my home. You understand? Yeah. Let me give you my youngest brother, the youngest one, you understand? He was like, yeah, he did something and I was like, you shouldn't have done this. This is how you carry your priority now. You'd have gone through this. So I was like, no, you know, the way he talked to me, I'm like, hey, don't reach like that. But being the older person, I understood that, okay, this is the state I've gone through.
Yeah.
I shouldn't, you know, take it as a grudge. Like, I believe in, you know, life is a teacher. Life teaches people.
Yeah.
It's the stage he's at. So I didn't really take it as an offense. What I did was to call my younger ones who were older than him. And like,
yeah.
Look at. You better talk to him. And, you know, they saw reason, like, okay, yes, so. But if jealousy was already embedded in me, like, or maybe the family, the parents, you know, have already, you know, made us, you're the special one, you're the this, you're the that, it would have made me, like, I would have felt so insulted, like, okay, so this, you know, that kind of a thing. So I'll just say that everything, all embedded on the parents. The way you bring up the children, because it's when you start showing to this child that you're more important than this, or you're my favorite than this, that's when jealousy begins to build. And as Nigerian parents, we are so much good at that, especially our mothers.
Yeah.
Our mothers, they are so much good at that. So if our parents can try not to always show to the children that, okay, you're my favorite, you know the African parents of the thing, and it has even made, like, I have a friend in their family, when it comes to the family, when the mom says, Nina, help me and do this, no, send this is your favorite.
He already knows.
Yeah, so they already know. In the family, the girl children are more attached to their dad than the male ones are more attached to their mom. That's how I feel. So there's some messages that the mom see will tell the girls, they say, no, send your son, she be you love. You know that kind of
thing. Yeah.
And they live with it. And the day I was there when it happened, I saw it as, okay, it's a way of them, they understand themselves. Yeah. But deep inside, in future, it might affect them.
Absolutely. But so what are you doing about it?
Yeah.
What are you doing about it?
For me. For me, like I told you, it is left for we the elder ones to understand and not take things, you know, too personal. Let's see. As in, if we can see that, okay, these ones are growing up, because it's one thing to be older and matured, and it's another thing to not, you know, have that sense. You know, it's common sense, but it's not really common.
Come on.
So, like the way my brother acted, if I wanted to start showing to him, I'm your elder sister, you know this, I'm married, to start causing problems.
All right.
So I just
thank you.
Him.
Yeah. So, all right. Thank all you right. so
Happy
much, Amaka, and you too. Wow.
Thank you very much. Oh. Thank you for calling.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Oh my goodness. Now she really did do justice. I mean, we talked about bad mothers. I mean, one of the messages or WhatsApp messages that we read earlier talked about bad mothers and how that also is a factor to having, you know, sibling rivalry. So just share your experience with us. We can't wait to hear from you. Hello, Emeka from Lekki, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
All right, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
Morning.
Go ahead.
So I'll make it quick. For me, okay. So I've heard a lot of causes, but there's one that we're missing.
Yeah, what's that?
Tradition.
Okay.
Tradition, like in the Igbo land, they say the richest son is the eldest son. Doesn't matter if it's the last. So you can imagine if I went through that. My younger brother was at the point. He would buy the TV, he would buy the DSTV, he would do this.
So he's the one everybody respected.
Oh, yeah. So he became the head of the family.
Hmm.
But I took it as, I'm the older one. So, but now the tables have turned. And I'm back to the top. So traditions and how much we hold on to this.
Would you call it tradition? I mean, why did you say tradition?
Oh, yeah.
Would you call it tradition
because,
or is just the African mentality?
Okay. Well, yeah, African mentality, but it's more expressed in the Igbo land or the Igbo culture.
All right.
Yeah, because I've seen cases forgive me, I have to say this, but the Yoruba people would say, no, keep quiet, that's your elder brother, never talk him that way. He's a lori ebi, stuff like that. But you hardly have those kind of things in the Igbo land, no matter how rich.
Okay.
You are in Yoruba land. I mean,
All right. Thank you so much, Emeka. I really do appreciate your contribution. All right. He mentioned that tradition is also a factor. And then when he was sharing that story, I remember a friend of mine who actually or is currently experiencing this thing. Now, he has a younger brother who is making it. And his parents don't even care to know how their child is making it. And he has told himself that no matter what, I'm not going to be... what's it called now? I'm not going to let that deter me or make me feel less of myself. I will hustle and make my clean money, and whenever the time is right, I will make the good money. But his parents are not even looking at the fact that, okay, how is this my son making their money? And they're all about he is doing well. He's the best right now. And true, everything still goes down to our parents and, you know, favoritism. Just send in your comments on WhatsApp, right? Let us know how you feel. What exactly fuels sibling rivalry? Are you experiencing sibling rivalry at the moment? Share with us what you think, all right? If you want to call in, you can do that quickly. 0700-993-993-993. Or you can drop a WhatsApp message, 0809-597-5805. So Sunday from Bariga, how are you doing, Sunday? Hello, Sunday, are you there?
Yeah. Calling, God bless you. Amen. 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 God bless your hand work. Amen. 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 Andre, God bless you. Amen. 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 God bless you all. Amen. 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 What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Cheers to life. Hi, Sunday. I'm alone at the moment in the studio, so you're just going to hear my voice for now.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm very well. How are you two?
Hi, bad Collins. Is he not in the
He will join studio? Us in a moment.
Okay.
Yeah.
In fact, about the whole this thing issue.
Yeah.
I am one of, you know, those that experience
sibling rivalry.
A lot.
Yeah.
I have to bring them down, closer to me, talk to them, look at the way we should sit down, and then show great love to one another. But up till today, they disagree. So, what else can you do? You preach the word of God to them, they said no. They must have to be whatever they want to be, and then live their own life the way they want to live. So there is nothing you can do rather than to pray God that God should, you know, change them.
Are you sorry, Sunday, are you talking about your family, your siblings or your children?
Yeah. I'm talking about not my children.
Your siblings?
Yes. Yes, so these are the things. My children cannot fumble. Ah, my God. I use, in fact, real iron hand on them because I don't fumble. I don't miss the head. So I see no reason. If they are my blood, they shouldn't do that. It should be God-fearing children. My own life.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, we're still human beings, right? Things could trigger emotions and, you know, we could be all over the place. So it's not enough to say that, you know, you trust them. It's not enough to say they're children of God, you know. It just still lies in the fact that we have to still, you know, monitor and be conscious of their reactions to themselves and caution them.
The fact is that the Word of God says, train your children the way they should go, the way they will fear the Lord. And that was the way I was brought up.
Right.
All my children, in fact, wherever they are, I can be proud of them because they don't. At what age? 30, 20-something.
So,
don't fumble. They come here. What I tell them to do, even with their qualification, if they fumble, I have to give them dirty slap. So they know that my dad does not take nonsense. So I don't.
All right. Thank you so much, Sunday. What's up? Thank you so much for sharing your experience with us. And yes, Collins is right back in the studio.
Yeah, that's right, man. I've been listening to all those comments and I'm just like, this matter, I should say, we no get part two for this matter. Like
absolutely,
this.
We should. Because, I mean, it's not just, now we're asking what feels it. And a lot of people have said favoritism.
Yeah.
A lot of people said comparison. Now, was it a maker called and said tribe, tradition, right? The Igbo tradition, we're used to, if your child is doing better, the child, the richest child is the eldest child. It doesn't matter the age, it doesn't matter what, you know, when they were born, if they're the first or the last in the family. But if they're doing well, if they're doing better than the first child,
they become the first.
They become the first child.
The elders can change the matter. You can be wrong and the elders will say, no, he's right.
Yes.
After money has changed.
And I think it's true to a large extent. I mean, you find that in families where because the first child is not doing as much and the second child is doing as much.
He becomes the boss.
Child, exactly. The second child becomes the head of the family, becomes the boss, becomes what the final say.
For to make decisions.
Before they can make
decisions. Have you asked Nandi? Why was that?
And they forget that the other children are noticing this thing. They're seeing this thing. And it's affecting their mental health. It's affecting their self-esteem. It's affecting their emotions.
That's right. Well, a lot of messages still coming in. I see a number of them on WhatsApp. This one says, I was a victim and I almost took my life. My mom showered more love to my younger brother.
So you can see how deep this is. He almost took his life because of how much the parents or his mom were showing more love to the other sibling than the other. This is a big deal.
It is a big deal indeed. And in case you are missing out, what fuels siblings rivalry is our comment or our conversation today on the family talk.
That's right.
And I think we have the phone line still buzzing. And
yes, the phone line is still buzzing.
Messages on WhatsApp are just so much. Someone is even referring to the Bible. It said, sibling rivalry is as old as the days of Cain and Abel. It is sad that most parents subtle love. Subtly love a child over another. Mm-hmm. Learning to get along with your siblings is a good training in the field of human relations.
Yeah.
And he also quote the Bible saying that Proverbs 26 verse 20 says, I don't know what it says, but let me see what it said. It says that where there is no wood, the fire goes out. So one way to prevent it is to communicate and work out the compromise.
Mm.
Work out a compromise, before an argument flares up. So you must communicate.
Right. Something. This is my own personal experience. This is something that happens in my own house, in my own family.
Mm-hmm.
My mom is very used to comparing, right? She would say, did you see your sister did this? Did you see your brother did that? You know, and that went on and on. There was a time my sister called me and she was like, see, look at what my mom C is doing. And I like the fact that we are siblings. We're very united. We're very together. If one person is going wrong, we know how to just tell the person or come between ourselves and address the matter. Mm-hmm. And then she just reached out to me. Thank God that she is somebody who is matured, also a very God-fearing person. She's matured enough to say, look at what Mom C is saying. I don't understand though. She reached out to me because Mom C was actually comparing her and me. You know, comparing her with me, and she said, look at her. Sissy, don't mind her. That's what she does to me too. And that was how it settled in, you know. Mm-hmm. That's how it went. What if she harbored that in her mind?
Mm-hmm.
What if I actually did? And it went on and on and on, and we start saying, oh, because she is better than me, or because she's this than me. And it goes on and on. Subconsciously, we start having resentment towards each other.
Mm-hmm. What if I be at Marty? Or I hear it and now you're on your side?
Another thing, spouse.
Also, drink.
Exactly.
And in all fairness to Mom C too, right? For most mothers, it could be that it's something they're used to over the years, and it's not if they necessarily deliberately want to put the children apart.
That's exactly what I was about to say. Now, she wasn't doing it consciously. It's not that she was trying to create the chaos or the crisis between both of us or trying to jam our heads. She wasn't. Like she wanted to get something out of my sister, and she felt that that's the best method she has. You know how it is when you have sent her 5K and she expects that you two should send her 5K. And she's like, that's how Chigozie sent me 5K that time more. And meanwhile, my sister maybe she had given her 2,000 and she said, that's how she goes. They gave me 5K that time. You know, she also bought me cream. She bought me shoe. She bought me that's her own way of trying to tell my sister that, you to buy me shoe. You to buy me, give me 5K. You know, things like that.
Yeah.
Right. She might not necessarily be trying to jam our heads together, but that's just the way she knows how to get things out from us.
All right, good. Good morning, Collins and Andrea. Her name is Andrea, A-N-D-R-E-A. Not Adrian. Like you spelled, but it's okay. Say, I'm a mechanical you said you are a mechatronic engineer and a polyphase engineering. And my big brother is a secondary school level dropout. He is an alumnus, he is an aluminum contractor. But what is annoying me is that he does not pay me well or not to pay me at all. He pays his workers, and I have 6 years experience in the field. He doesn't pay you as much as he pays his workers. However, he does not follow my instructions according to the standard and safety, and he ends up spending more.
The brother
He said your mom is the cause of the issue. Mm. He didn't tell us how your mom caused it too, but he said your mom, you know that it's your mom that caused it.
Mm.
Now that's another.
I mean, everybody still goes back to saying the mother. Like, mothers, we need to do better. We really do need to do better.
I think that's just the conclusion right here. Well, oh boy, we have like a minute or less than a minute to sign off before Power Solutions.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if we can take some calls, but there are so many messages. It said, my mother played the role to me, all right, last year.
No, he says he's the last child.
Oh, okay, where is it? Okay.
I'm the last child.
Okay, so I'm the last child, and she prefers my immediate senior because of that I developed thick mind. Okay, Ego is sending the message from Ibejuleki. You know, some people are just dropping small the messages.
They don't want to say it as it is.
Like, there's
more
to it.
Because they know it's family. Ah, my mother can be listening to me right now. Let me not go and cast her. Or my daughter and my sister could be listening and let me know, you know. You see, this is actually what leads to the resentment because you haven't said it out. That's what actually leads to you having the grudge because you haven't said it out, because you haven't addressed it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're a sister or brother and you're having grudge or you're having this resentment towards them, approach them, address the matter, and you will, trust me, you will feel better. In fact, what you were thinking was a situation, what you were thinking in your heart or mind that, oh, maybe she is actually, she hates me, or maybe truly what Mom C has been comparing her with is actually fact or truth. The moment you talk to her about it, or the both of you sit and talk to him or her about it, and then she tells you how she feels, or you tell her how you feel, trust me, you will feel better. In fact, what you thought it was might not necessarily be what it is.
Yes, that's another thing. And for some people, we say, oh, don't pass the levels. I cannot talk to him. You just see a therapist. See a psychologist.
Absolutely.
Seek help, medical help. And we're looking forward to, like, you know, bringing him in a psychologist sometime, maybe on Thursday or sometime in the week, to address this matter again. We'll bring forward some of the situations, happenings, and how, you know, you can, you know, professionally handle this matter, because sometimes you think it's your power.
Right.
Sometimes you might even think the problem is the next person. Meanwhile, now you go.
That's right. So very soon. I mean, if you have your personal experience, you think the issue is really, really bothering you, cannot handle it yourself, please just send us a message. Of course, we could hook you up with a therapist or a counselor.
Yeah.
All right.
That's right. You need a counselor, therapist. That's indeed. Well, we have to go now. Time is really fast spent for the show today. Wow. How time flies.